The book of Exodus, chapter number 8 today. The book of Exodus, chapter number 8. I'd like to deal with one subject here in the Word of God this morning. So good to see you at church today. Let's stand in honor of the reading of the Word of God today. Found the book of Exodus, chapter number 8. We'll start reading in verse number 1. Exodus 8, verse number 1. Last time we preached, we found Moses at the burning bush. Oh, how we need the bush of Liberty Baptist Church of Fire. And it's calling ones closer unto the Lord. Brother Philip then preached our last brother fellowship on the rod of Moses. As soon as Moses surrendered, God put a rod in his hand. And he asked him this question, "What is in thy hand?" And that really spoke volumes to me. So Pharaoh has God's children. By the way, Israel is God's chosen people. Mark it down. Israel's not going down. It don't matter if America cuts off funding. It don't matter if every Arab in the nation sends every nuke they got. God's on the winning side. And so young people, don't let them indoctrinate you and fill your head full of garbage. And God said, "Those that bless Israel, I will bless them. And those that curse Israel, I will curse them." And so I want to tell you something now. God's people. Pharaoh thought he had a big old hand. And he put it around God's children. God didn't like it at all. And look what he says now. "And the Lord spake unto Moses, Go unto Pharaoh and say unto him, Thus saith the Lord, Let my people go. They may serve me." Look why he wanted us to be free. Not that we just sat around and sang the songs of Zion. Not that we just sat on a church pew. But we would serve him every day of our life. Serve him out yonder. Serve him in the grocery store. Every place you go, he wants his children to serve him. You can be seated. I'm glad he's my master this morning. I'm glad he's my friend. Brother Randall, he is my God, and he's everything to me. And he simply wants his people to serve him wherever we find ourselves. Not serve one another, not serve ourselves, but simply serve the Lord. And so Pharaoh has God's children in a hold. I wonder what's got a hold on you this morning. Watch this. "If thou refuse to let them go, behold, I'll smite all ye borders with frogs. The river shall bring forth frogs abundantly, which shall go up and come into thine house and into thy bedchamber and upon thy bed and into thy house of thy servants." And watch this. "And upon thy people, into thy ovens and into thy kneading troughs. The frogs shall come up both on thee and on your people and upon your servants." And the Lord spake to Moses, "Say unto Aaron your brother, Stretch forth thine hand with thy rod over the streams, the rivers, the ponds. Cause the frogs to come up upon the land of Egypt." Aaron stretched out his hand over the waters of Egypt, and the frogs came up and covered the land of Egypt. And the magicians did so with their enchantments and brought up frogs upon the land of Egypt. Pharaoh called for Moses and Aaron and said, "Entreat the Lord that he may take away the frogs from me, or pray unto the Lord that he will remove these and from my people, and I'll let the people go," watch, underline it, "that they may do sacrifice unto the Lord." Not only does the Lord want us to serve him, but he wants to have some sacrifices for him. Sometimes it's hard to do what this Bible says do. It becomes a sacrifice. And so even Pharaoh knew something about it. Verse 9, Moses said unto Pharaoh, make this little note in your Bible. He says, "Glory over me." That simply means, or direct me, or tell me when you want me to remove these frogs. When shall I entreat for thee and for your servants and the people to store the frogs from thee in thy houses, that they may remain in the river only? Verse 10, and he said, tomorrow. He said, be it according to thy word, thou mayest know that there is none like the Lord our God. The frogs shall depart from thee and from thy houses, from your servants and your people. They shall remain in the river only. And Moses and Aaron went out from Pharaoh, and Moses and cried unto the Lord because of the frogs which had brought against Pharaoh. And the Lord did according to the word of Moses, and the frogs died out of the houses, out of the villages, and out of the fields. They gathered them together upon heaps, and the land stank. I like the way my Bible reads. It sounds like southern folks are talking. Amen. Said, and they stank. And when Pharaoh saw that there was respite, or when he saw that there was delay, look what he does. He hardened his heart, hearkened not unto them, as the Lord had said. Father, we love you. We thank you for your goodness today. Thank you for the good Spirit of God that gives us liberty. Thank you for a good church to go to. Thank you for your people, your grace, your Bible. Bless our missionaries around this land. Bless all our preacher friends today. Touch those on our prayer list now. I pray you let preaching be easy. Touch our hearts in the Word of God, I pray today. In Jesus' name I ask you, amen and amen. Notice when Pharaoh saw that there was respite or delay, he hardened his heart. That's a lot like me and you. We pray and say, oh God, would you do this for me? And when it gets better, we go to doing exactly what we used to do. I want to preach on this text today where Moses said, Pharaoh, when would you have these frogs to leave? And he said, tomorrow. And I want to preach on this simple subject this morning on why not today? Why not today? Isn't that a strange thing of Pharaoh's reply? He wanted to stay one more day and one more night with them frogs. He said, yeah, I'll just hold on to them a little longer. I began to study this passage and I began to think, you know, we're a lot like that many times in our lives. But look basically what God wanted. God wanted his people to be set free. I wonder what has you bound this morning. You'll notice that Pharaoh appears, and so there's a decision that had to be made. In verse number 1, you'll notice there's a holding. He was holding on to the things that belonged to God. And so God simply wanted it to be set free. There was a holding involved. You know, we love to hold on to some things that God wants us to turn loose. Some things just like Pharaoh that has us bound down in our life. Wouldn't it be a blessing if we could let some places go? Some places that has brought a lot of heartaches to us that continually bring us turmoil and trouble every day of our life. Not only do we need to learn to let some places go, but we need to learn to let some people go. You know, people will hold you a lot of times when they don't even know that it's an issue, but you allow them to be an issue. They're a lot like Pharaoh. They hold on to God's people. They don't allow us to worship. They don't allow us to have freedom. But can I tell you that God can handle every Pharaoh this morning? And so here, this holding, we need to let go of some places, some people. We need to let go of some pain, some thing that's really hurt us. We've been preaching in days gone by on the God behind the scenes, but the God that showeth himself. Even though we can't see him physically, we know that he's always around us. And God has allowed many of us to have pains, and we need to try to get rid of those things out of our mind and out of our spirit that held us captive. Those places that we've been hurt so much, let it go. Pharaoh would love to hold you with that, but wouldn't it be a blessing if you could just turn that loose and have freedom to serve the Lord and do sacrifices unto him? And then lastly, with that fault, you know, it would be a blessing if we could turn a past loose. You know, a lot of times The old devil needs to open up the door and let that skeleton out of the closet and go to accusing us. But I want to remind you, God don't accuse, the devil accuses. And so when he brings up all them ugly sins that you used to do before you got saved, you simply say, "Devil, what sins are you talking about? They're under the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ." And you said if we would confess our sins, and you are faithful to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You see, there was this decision. There was a holding. Secondly, I think it was a harboring. Pharaoh really had hold of God's people. A holding, a harboring. He was holding them inside, and God wanted them to be released and go to the outside. You know, a lot of times, as I've said, in this harboring, we love to harbor our hurt. You know, everybody has been hurt. But aren't you glad there's a Jesus today that can help us get over our hurt? Listen, I don't belittle your hurt, and I don't belittle my hurt, because hurt is hurt. Amen? Boy, how those hurtful things love to keep us from doing and being what God wants us to be. Not only hurt, but a lot of times anger. Boy, anger will keep us held captive. And then bitterness. I look this word up because I want to be a simple country preacher. I told Renee, I said, "Honey, I'm going to Google a few things and get some definitions." She said, "Don't do all 12 of them. We ain't got time to do all that." I said, "I'll just do two or three then." But I picked this one up about bitterness. You know, bitterness holds God's people. Brother Brian, I've seen preachers walk around. They get up and preach, and all comes out of their mouth is bitterness. May God help me to keep my eyes toward the cross and toward heaven and realize there's a lot of things behind me, but there's a lot brighter things in front of me this morning. Oh, I don't want bitterness to hold me like Pharaoh. I looked it up. It means simply a lack of sweetness. Some of y'all need to get a hold of that this morning. Bitterness is a lack of sweetness. And then jealousy. I look this up. Jealousy is simply a resentment against some because of rivalry or success or advantage. You know, Brother David, I've told many men this that you told me 25 years ago. You told me something in this church one morning, Brother Shaddix. You said, "Preacher, you'll have to learn that everybody can't enjoy your blessing." But I want to say this morning, I sure do enjoy God's blessings. And far as I know, I'm not jealous of any preacher, any singer, anybody in this nation. I'm glad God has put that in my heart. Oh, how jealousy will hold us captive. So the holding, the harboring, and then I want to touch on this, the harboring of sin. We love to hold on those things that do so easily beset us. I'd be careful that you'd point to somebody and say, "Well, they're a failure, they have failed." I want to remind you this morning and remind me, we all have a besetting sin. A sin that is so easy to get us tripped up. We must stand on guard of that. But wouldn't it be a blessing today if you could get rid of that sin that is holding you down? Boy, God wants to set you free. If you've never been saved by the grace of God today, Jesus died for you. He hung on a cross and shed His blood. He paid a ransom for all. You don't have to die and go to hell in your sin. You can simply come to Christ by faith, and He would save you this morning. Why not today? Why would you wait for tomorrow? So we see this decision with Pharaoh. He's quite a character. We see he's got a decision of holding, harboring. But I told you something in verse 4. Look at it. He had a decision of hindering. Watch what it says. "And the frog shall come both on thee and upon thy people." Upon thy people, there's a hindering. You see, our decisions affect others. I'm just not hurting myself, but I'm affecting others. And so because Pharaoh decided to wait till tomorrow, He let a hindrance come up on his people. I've always said this, you know, life is hard enough without looking for to make it hard. And I've never wanted to hinder my family with the decisions that I make. I've never wanted to hinder this church with the decisions that I make. I've never wanted to hinder my friends with the decisions that I make. Because our decisions are not personal. Our decisions affect many people. And so here, because he wanted to wait till tomorrow and not get rid of what he could get rid of today, it affected other people. That's a lot like our lives, isn't it? When God's wanting us to do something, when God's wanting to set us free, some things that are keeping us, but we hold on to them things today that God could take care of, and it hinders so many people in our lives. Somebody say that's good preaching this morning, because I think that's good preaching. So we see there was a decision. But then secondly, there is a disturbance. Look in verse number 3. The Bible says, "And the river shall bring forth frogs abundantly. We shall go up into thy house, to thy bedchamber, upon your bed, in the house of the servants, upon the people, in thine ovens, and in thy kneading troughs." The disturbance. I'm going to say, first of all, in verse 3, you'll notice they were very numerous. Frogs abundantly. You ever notice when you don't get rid of something in your life and God's wanting you to get rid of it, it just starts jumping around on everything. I remember when God was dealing with me to get rid of some things, and boy, I just couldn't turn it loose, but you notice these frogs even got in his bed. I've noticed God can lay down with you and trouble you in your bed. Did you know even in the oven, wouldn't that be something? Miss Renee's got this little black skillet, Brother Shane. We found at Roos Flea Market. She got that thing all Criscoed up, and you young people, we call that seasoned. You don't know nothing about that, but we would season that skillet. That's so your bread won't stick in it. She'll make a little pan of cornbread, and she'll go, Brother David, the Piggly Wiggly, and we'll get them good hog crackling. Somebody say amen. And y'all don't know what I'm talking about, but you ought to try it. Don't knock it till you've tried it. We'll take them crackling. She don't like them, so she'll sprinkle them on top of half of it, and she'll eat this side plain, this side, Brother Steve. I get crackling cornbread. Somebody say amen. Now, we're going to leave here and go to the top of the river in a minute. But wouldn't that be a sight? As good as that is, she opened that oven and it said, "Oh, oh, oh." Frogs everywhere they looked, in the oven, in the bed. I've noticed when God has dealt with me in my life, everything I touched, I could just hear a croaking. But I found out when I'd bring it to Jesus, all that noise would stop and all that jumping would stop if I would just simply turn it loose unto the Lord. Oh, this morning, they were numerous. They were noisy. Brother Mike, they're very nauseating. I got a big old German Shepherd dog. He's something else. Renee don't like him. He's in the way with everything. He sometimes he can be a nuisance, but he's my friend. He when I come out the door, he's by me. He's by me. He's big. He knocks Renee down. She don't like it. He's so jealous. I can take and hug Renee in the driveway. He tries to get in between us and push her down. She don't like that. But I noticed there was a frog went to jumping down at the lake, and he seen it, and he started doing this. And he reached and he grabbed that frog and he said, I said, "That ain't going to work too good for you." And in a minute I seen him over there. Frogs are so nauseating. Isn't that like me and you? So much like me and you. These things, they start bothering us and they bother everybody else. And you know, listen to me, young people. I'm about done preaching. I want to be your pastor right here, man. I want you to listen real good. I want to speak to you as your granddaddy and your daddy and your friend and your preacher.
I want to tell you this. Be careful about every decision you make, because it affects so many other people. So there was a decision. Pharaoh said, no, I'll hang on to it another day. Monsieur, if you'd come, there was a disturbance. Then there was a delay. I want to say this to you today. Why don't we just let go and let God? Can I say that again? Let's just let go and let God. People will hurt your feelings. Did you know when you come to church, the devil can hurt your feelings and make you leave? He'll do it every Sunday of your life. In your family, if he can keep something divided and something tore up, the devil loves drama. Wouldn't it be a blessing today if we could just let go and let God? I read something about this tomorrow. I'm going to read two little verses to you, then I'm done. Proverbs 3:28. Brother Brian, I was looking up this text and I studied, and one of the old writers said this really spoke to me. He said, the most dangerous word in the Bible is tomorrow. The most dangerous word in the Bible is tomorrow. You say, well, preacher, I've been intending to do that. Well, why don't you do it today? Preacher, I know I need to get saved, but I just think I'll wait till next time. Preacher, I need to get some things right between me and the Lord, but I'm just going to wait a little bit. Well, listen what the Bible says in Proverbs 3:28. Here the Bible simply says, say not unto thy neighbor, go and come again, and tomorrow I will give when thou hast it by thee. In other words, while you've got it today, do it. And then you've heard this all your life, and it's where it's found in Proverbs 27. We'll read this last verse to you. Proverbs 27, verse number 1. Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. Isn't that so true? This morning, as Miss Sherry plays, I'd ask you, why not today? Why wouldn't you today? Why wouldn't you simply just bring it to the Lord today? Why hold on to it another night? Your bed's all messed up. The house is noisy. It's a decision you've got to make. God would love to set you free this morning. Would you come? As Miss Sherry plays, you come. Do what the Lord bids you to do today. You got a situation in your life you need to bring to Him. Bring it to Him. Say, Lord, I'm not waiting till tomorrow. I want to handle this today, Lord. I want to be set free. I need some help. I don't want to wait till tomorrow. I need you to do something today for me. Don't hold on to it another night. Bring it to the Lord, because He loves you and He cares about you. Such a blessing when we can bring it to Him and He takes care of the Pharaohs in our life. We can go out singing like we used to sing. We can go out rejoicing that we're no longer held by something that God don't want us to be controlled by. Would you come this morning? Lord, I bless you. Now thank you for the goodness of God. I want to thank you for your word. And Lord, I don't want to be like Pharaoh, that God, when I see things that are being removed and I'm getting better, then I don't want to turn and go back to them. Help me in my life. Help these precious people in theirs. Help the nation of Israel today. Bless them and help them. Would you give our nation decency again? Would you give our nation wisdom and knowledge again? Would you let them be practical again? And serve you, our great God, the Father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Thank you for sending your Son to die on that cross. Thank you for saving me one day. Thank you for your word this morning. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.